This upcoming look at your news for the hour is being brought to you now by Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumbs only used car dealership with a full line service department. Taking a look first at your local and regional news. Mackenzie Health System is hosting Healthy Living Together virtual sessions over the next few months. Online registration for the free event is available at www.mackenziehealth.org. The sessions will take place from noon to 1 p.m. They can be viewed via Zoom or during a call via your cell phone. The Healthy Living Together events are also recorded and shared via Mackenzie Health System's YouTube channel and Facebook page. And another local and regional news. A 34-year-old Carsonville man is scheduled for sentencing on April the 17th at 1:30 p.m. in Sanlac Circuit Court from a domestic incident that occurred on January the 17th. What started as a breakup ended with shots fired and Joshua Peter Benke facing criminal charges. Benke pled guilty to domestic violence and assault with a dangerous weapon. The charges stem from when a 41-year-old Deckerville woman and her children between the ages of 6 and 13 fled a residence on Laurie Road in Bridgehampton Township. Benke and the female victim had been involved in a short-term relationship when he asked her and her children to leave. While complying with his request to leave, Benke then shot at the woman's vehicle. For his guilty plea, the prosecutor's office agreed to dismiss the charges of one count of assault with a dangerous weapon, three counts of weapons felony firearm, and one count of weapons firearms reckless use. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at your national and international news right after this.
Hey, Tyler here from Al Hansen Motors. We've got a bunch of great deals right now. We have a 2020 Ford F-150 XLT Sport loaded with full power options, Bluetooth, backup camera, and 3.5 EcoBoost V6. Only 72,000 miles starting at $29,580. Fresh on the lot is a 2016 Ford Taurus SEL with only 109,000 miles, featuring a backup camera, Bluetooth, and full power starting at $13,380. We also have a 2017 Ram 1500 SLT, like new with only 41,000 miles on it. This truck is equipped with cloth interior, four-wheel drive, and a legendary 5.7-liter V8 Hemi, and we're asking $26,980. Finally, we just received a 2020 Chevy Malibu LT with only 52,000 miles, featuring GM's Driver Confidence Package, a fuel-efficient 1.5-liter engine, and up to 45 miles per gallon highway. Save at the pump and on the lot, starting at $20,580. With the construction on 142, we are still open regular hours and have a back entrance to our lot. During this time, we also started a concierge test drive service. Give us a call and we'll bring the next car, truck, or SUV to a public meeting spot or right to your driveway for you to check it out.
Call Tyler at 989-269-7299 today to experience the Al Hansen difference.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Taking a look now at your national and international news. President Joe Biden's latest plan for student loan cancellation is moving forward as a proposed regulation, offering him a fresh chance to deliver on a campaign promise and energize young voters ahead of the November election. The Education Department on Tuesday filed paperwork for a new regulation that would deliver the cancellation that the Democratic president announced last week. The regulation has to go through a public comment period and another review before it can be finalized. The regulation is a more targeted proposal than the one that the Supreme Court struck down last year. Conservative opponents are still threatening to challenge the new plan, however, which seeks to cancel or reduce loans for 25 million Americans. And in other national and international news, defiant and determined, House Speaker Mike Johnson has pushed back against mounting Republican anger over his proposed U.S. aid package for the Ukraine, Israel, and other allies. He also rejected a call on Tuesday to step aside or risk a vote to oust him from office. Johnson said he is not resigning after a testy morning meeting of House Republicans at the Capitol. The embattled Republican speaker is pressing forward with plans for voting this week on the U.S. National Security Aid Package, a situation that would force him to rely on Democrats to help pass it over the objections from the weakened majority. Democrats are not opposed to the plan, but they are waiting to see any details before giving their support. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumbarian news anytime, you can go online to thumbnet.net. That look at your news for the hour has been brought to you by Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumbs-only used car dealership with a full-line service department.